USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump hosting a coronavirus vaccine summit at the White House on Tuesday, the president highlighting Operation Warp Speed and how the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed.
They will deliver vaccines directly to nursing homes as soon as the states request that they do so. Later today, General Gus Perner will outline the detailed plan to rapidly distribute the vaccine to every state, territory, and tribe.
President Trump also signing an executive order that will ensure the vaccine is prioritized for Americans before sending it overseas. The Supreme Court rejecting a last-ditch Republican request to block President-elect Joe Biden's victory in Pennsylvania. The court, in a one-sentence order, denied a bid by a Republican congressman in the state and other Republicans who were pressing an emergency challenge to the state's vote-by-mail system. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Florida police raid the home of a fired coronavirus data scientist.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden says his nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary will help expand a key health care law.
No matter what happens in the Supreme Court, he'll lead our efforts to build on the Affordable Care Act.
Biden's remarks came as he formally introduced California AG Javier Becerra to fill that role today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans found that 2020's nonstop flood of bad news took a toll on 75% of respondents, with 70% of the study's pool revealing they are desperate to do something positive to spread cheer each day, even if it means making one person laugh or smile. Well, many people are putting up elaborate Christmas decorations outside their homes. John Hennessy is just one of those folks in Naperville, Illinois. He shares with Fox Business why he's putting up all of his decorations.
I mean, I think this year with a pandemic going on, an election going on, you can't turn on a TV, turn on social media, and have fear and anger in this world. And maybe this just slows people down, brings a little happiness, a little bit of joy.
A new sport will make its debut in the Olympics in 2024.
There will be a new sport on the program at the 2024 Olympics, breakdancing. The International Olympic Committee voted Monday to add breaking to the Paris program, along with skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. Those last three sports will make their Olympic debut in Tokyo next summer. The IOC also announced that competitors at next summer's Tokyo Games wouldn't be staying in the athletes' village for the entire Games to limit possible COVID exposure. Teams will be told to arrive no more than 5 days before their competition and to stay no more than 2 days after. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.